Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
So Professor Kurt Sartorius is Associate Professor at Wits University, and he's going to go on a month-long expedition to the Amazon rainforest. And this is for, I guess, all of us. Prof, thanks so much for your time. Good evening.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
What is this trip to the Amazon all about, Prof?
Well, it's sort of my own destiny. You know, I did this same trip 50 years ago, and I promised that when 50 years had passed, I'd try it again. And, of course, Bob's your auntie. 50 years has passed, and it's now time to do this. But I thought to myself at the time, you know, I've been involved with in the interim time, sort of with a reforestation project. I've been an academic at Wits, and I thought to myself, how can I sort of link this type of adventure trip of ours with some type of reforestation project, and of course try and link it to the accountancy profession, because they obviously sit at the center of corporate power. So in a nutshell, almost that's how this trip has come about.
Mm. And what are you hoping to do, I mean, with the profession itself? Exactly as you said, they sit at the center of corporate power. What would you like them to do?
Well, let me just say that we've had the most wonderful sort of interaction with the profession in the last few months. But basically, the sort of corporate South Africa is increasingly being involved and concerned about issues like sustainability. And sustainability involves the environment. And of course, environment involves climate change. And all companies have to sort of develop a corporate narrative in their company reports, and more this sort of environmental sustainability angle is being reported on. So the idea of this trip was almost to try and focus sort of an increase in the profession reporting on sort of sustainability and climate change. So it's sort of interlinked with our reforestation project.
Prof, just how easy is that conversation? So you have this as a passion. This is something that you've been passionate about, even though you understand the accounting profession. But how easy is it to get corporates to buy into this? Look, it's one thing for corporates to have a CSI project, to have a sustainability project, but you also know that it's very, very difficult when it comes to the bottom line to convince them to really, really commit. So,
yes? You are so right. And this is the actual crux of the problem, which you've just mentioned, and that is that if you look at the corporate narrative, it's sort of lofty rhetoric about this concern of society and the environment, and that they pledge to do this and they pledge to do that. But the narrative remains locked in corporate reports and almost doesn't translate into actively pursuing sort of a specific climate change project. And this is what we've managed to develop in partnership with the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. So it's taken a lot of money and almost together. Of course, this was initiated at the sort of Wits School of Accounting. And it's taken many months of narrative. And finally, we're in the almost, we're talking the same kind of language where we are agreeing that it's not just enough to talk about things like climate change, but it's time to try and almost precipitate and implement something more specific. And what we've done in this specific case is we've specifically tried to persuade corporate South Africa to fund a specific reforestation project in the Brazilian Amazon. And the reason for the choice of the Brazilian Amazon is that obviously we're going to canoe down this river that, runs through the Brazilian Amazon. So almost, I mean, I'm just talking about from my own personal perspective. I've tried to link my own sort of 50-year-old promise and destiny with this reforestation project. And obviously that the reforestation project would be implemented and managed and funded by the accountancy profession.
So it's, I mean, again, I'm back to, it's one thing to have these little projects because in actual fact, they really are a little. They're nowhere near meeting what is required to get climate change to shift. So would they even adopt, for instance, a new way of doing business? So yes, they may have a project where they fund a reforestation, but then another trunk will come in and then chop the trees down again, and so the cycle continues. Will businesses reimagine how they do business?
Look, you know, now this is where if you look at an institution like SAICA, they have tremendous influence over corporate South Africa. So they are connected with every single major large business in South Africa. Now, just think that, and of course, this takes time. It's nothing quick. What the idea is that over time, companies across South Africa, and obviously this you know, we've also reached out to our sort of overseas partners, is that collectively, over time, one promotes almost this sustainability climate change narrative in corporate reporting. And the international accounting standards bodies also are demanding that companies start paying more attention to these issues. Now, it's not a quick fix. So what you would find is that you start off where there's more of a focus on this type of reporting, and over time it gets translated into doing something positive. And over time, it almost gets inculcated into the DNA of companies that they now start on a long-term basis thinking and believing that they can do their little bit for climate change. And if you think across the world, you know, the corporate world collectively, these companies are the very, very institutions that can actually do something about climate change, because they're at the center of corporate power. There's brains, there's finances, there's strategic skills. They're pretty unemotional. They're quite happy to commit to long-term projects. So something really tangible can happen.
Well, let's hope so. And all the best. When do you leave, Prof?
We are leaving on Friday, this Friday. Yeah.
All the best to you, and take care when you're out there. And we'll obviously touch base with you and see how that expedition went. Thank you very much for your time, Prof. Thank you very much for making time to for us.
A great pleasure.
Professor Kurt Satoria is a senior accounting professor at Wits University. He's going along with Professor Wayne Van Zyl to the Brazilian rainforest. They're going to try and get companies to reimagine what climate change is all about and how we can there's a whole reforestation project that they're trying to establish there. So we'll touch base with him when he gets back to see how much he was able to succeed with that project.
Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.